American imperialism could proceed for months and months and years on this escalation because at that time the main forces which could have stopped him, which could have refrained the progress of American imperialism in this struggle were not united. The American imperialism exploited the division between the two main states, the two main worker states, China and the Soviet Union. In the last period, and during this time also, the worker state did not give to the Vietnam people the material help in sufficient quantity. In the last period, this question of material help to the Vietnam people has certainly increased, but the war of the American people and the struggle against American imperialism is not and cannot be only a matter of material help, a matter of weapons against weapons. The war is a political war. It needs political aims, and on this matter, the strategy of American imperialism, which has been, of course, countered by the heroic resistance of the Vietnam people, has not found, up to now, a global strategy which could break its policy and which could ensure its decisive defeat of American imperialism. It's only in the last year about that the propaganda which was made for a global strategy for a second, a third Vietnam has started to be achieved in a very small scale, but nevertheless in a scale which showed the possibilities, the tremendous possibilities of a global strategy. I think it is not necessary to insist very much here on the question of the demonstrations that have been multiplied all over the world, as well in Europe or in Asia or in other countries, and that those demonstrations have had all the more their importance that they were simultaneous in time and that there were days of demonstrations all over the world against the American war, against the Vietnamese people. But I repeat, on this question, unfortunately, the big masses up to now have not been mobilized, and their organization, the mass organization, have not changed, have not changed their policy, and have not mobilized the workers for the struggle against imperialism. I think it's not necessary to deal about the policy of the social democracy. Everyone knows that they are the most servile allies of Washington, and their policy is rejected by all the vanguard in all over the world. But what is more important is to see those on whom the Vietnamese and other colonial people would normally think that they would support them. And I come here to the policy carried by the worker states and by the Communist Party all over the world. They held recently a conference in Budapest after long years of preparation. At the eve of this conference, they have made a turn in their policy. For years, they defended the slogan of peace in Vietnam, and they denounced as splitters, as provocateurs, people who were fighting for the victory of the FNL. Recently, they have changed, and that could be for the better. But why did they do that, and what have they done actually in the present situation with the forces they have at their disposal? What is really the turn they have made? What is actually the real meaning of it? At their conference on Budapest, they have decided to hold, towards the end of the year, a new conference which would have on its agenda the struggle against imperialism in general. And for the time being, they only sent a message to the Vietnamese people. They even did not decide a day of demonstration, a day of mobilization. These are things they leave to American students and students all over the world. Those big parties, those big states, do not organize mass demonstration. I do not remember that in the last 2 or 3 years there has been a single mass demonstration, a single call for a street demonstration of the workers in the Soviet Union for the help to the Vietnamese people. I say we know that there is material help, but we do not consider the only thing the help of the state, which is necessary, but there has been no mass mobilization of the workers in the Soviet Union, and I think in most of the workers' states, to the exception of Cuba, of China, I think, and Korea, for the help of the Vietnam people. There has not been also, there is not also, and this is one of the reasons why Americans were so audaciously for months carrying on their escalation. There is no united front of the worker states. The Soviet Union and China did not together make a statement against American imperialism. Of course, I know that the Chinese, by their policy, refused to answer the appeals of the Soviet government, but of course this policy is a sectarian one, but I must say that the Chinese had a strong argument in the sense that the Soviet Union did not give them the guarantee of an intervention in case of an aggression of American imperialism against China, which was, of course, immediately on the agenda in the American escalation in the Vietnam War. I would say also another word about the policies of the communist parties. I do not take the example of the English, the British Communist Party, because it is, after all, a small minority party, but I know very well the French Communist Party, which plays in the French politics a similar role to the Labour Party in England. The French CP is the majority working class party in France. And what is the policy of the French CP? For years and years, they have defended the slogan of peace in Vietnam, and I say they changed only in January or February of this month. And it's only recently, because